let's get to the Sala Reddick Jets triangle here. So, first of all, I think there's, I think a lot of people, well, at least for me, people are missing the mark. Reddick has no leverage. I understand.
I mean, you said that early on. I kind of disagreed with that. The Jets need him too.
I'm not saying that the Jets have, you know, over. Right. Like, I'm not saying that they're in a great spot. But to me, you got to look at, you know, what he's looking for. He wants Bosa money at $34.5 million. I got news for you, Reddick. There's no chance you're getting it. I don't begrudge you for chasing money, but you're not getting that money. You're just not. He's going to be 30 next week, all right? So when the season's, again, not old, but he's not like 25, 26. He's 30, and he's not getting the money from the Jets that he thinks he's getting. So, okay, so now what's the recourse here? Well, you keep sitting out and you get, you know, fined. I think it's $50,000 a day, some exorbitant amount. And you just hemorrhage money. And eventually, he's going to look at his bank account and say, all right, too much of that has evaporated. I got to stick my tail between my legs and go and play for the Jets. So I think that that's what's still going to happen. Jets aren't trading him. But to me, it's less about leverage and about the other stuff. And it's more about Joe Douglas making a colossal mistake, even though he can correct it. But it doesn't mean that we absolve him for trading for somebody without any sort of signed stuff. Well, parameters, what are you doing?
How can he correct it?
Well, he can correct it by converting some non-guaranteed money to guaranteed money, I think, which would be enough to appease Reddick to get him in to stop him from being fined. Well, so I do think he'll eventually play for the Jets this year.
Well, then, right, okay. The only way that it could be corrected is if Reddick decides to play for the Jets.
Correct.
And if I'm Reddick, because there are many sides to this, as you said, if I'm Reddick, I wouldn't want to be in the situation, period, although he'd be fine. But the point is the agent's telling him to sit out. He's losing money. Like, you get to a point where you're losing money, you might as well just keep sitting out and say, well, screw it. I've dug my line in the sand here, drawn my line in the sand, dug in. I'm holding out. Pay me. Like, I don't think it goes, okay, well, I'm going to hold out and lose however, you know.
Well, it's been $50,000 a day for 21 days already.
Okay, so do the math on that.
That's over $2 million, dude.
So if I've already lost $2 million, I'm going to say, all right, well, I'm just going to sit out the season and lose the money. Like,
so you're going to lose 15?
Well, I mean,
it's not like he's got quarterback money.
If you've already lost $2 million.
I'd rather lose 2 than 14.
But you either, to me, I guess the point is you either show up and get paid and go about it the right way, or if you're going to sit out. You don't halfway it.
Yeah, but here's why he can't sit out, and here's why he won't sit out.
But he's doing it. He is sitting out.
But I mean, when it's time to play ball, eventually he's going to show up. Because if he sits out for the whole season, guess what? The Jets retain his rights. And you know what they do? They do the same thing next year. I won't play. That's fine. Oh, so next year you'll be 31. Oh, well, how much did you lose last year with $14 million? Right, fantastic. You're going to lose. He's never going. If the Jets don't blink, meaning they don't acquiesce with a trade, which there's no chance they're doing that. Hassan Reddick has nowhere to go but the field.
Now, I give Joe Douglas credit in that aspect where he's not going to cave. This is his strength. But, yeah, you're right. He created this mess. Why would he bring in a guy and take him on his word? Oh, yeah, you'll be fine playing under the contract. Like, doesn't make any sense. He traded for a guy that he knew wanted to get paid, and he thought that the guy was just going to play ball because he listened to what Reddick had to say? I mean, come on. You know, ultimately, they want to get paid. Douglas got played. Joe Douglas got played by Reddick and his agent. That's what got him here. It's why the Eagles were smarter than the Jets. They dumped Reddick. They got rid of a problem to Joe Douglas and the Jets, and now the Jets have a problem on their hands. Like, no matter what, who you want to blame, how you want to paint it, it's a problem because they're one of their premier pass rushers that they acquired in the offseason to be a part of this great defense is not here. He's not playing.
And not only did the Eagles rid themselves of a problem, but they brought in a solution, which used to be the Jets player in Price Huff.
It's a mess. So
this is messy.
I know people giving Joe Douglas, you know, some flowers for all as far as saying, well, he's not trading. You know, good for Joe Douglas. He's not going to trade him. He's not going to bet. Yeah, but he created this mess.
Yeah.
He brought him in here. Like, this is an issue.
But at least he's got the hammer to resolve it. He definitely did.
I don't know, BT.
He was a little too trusting. He was too when you say you don't know, what do you mean
I don't know if Reddick's going to play ball here.
Then he's never going to play ball again because the Jets will always retain his rights because it just keeps getting punted down the road.
But the Jets still lose.
Well, they still lose.
But
he loses more. Who loses more? A 30-year-old... The Jets, by losing a 30-year-old elite pass rusher who would make that defense maybe from really good to great, I'm not saying it wouldn't hurt the Jets, or the 30-year-old pass rusher who's got a 2 or 3 year window to make real money, just punts forever and doesn't make the money.
Now let me ask you.
You tell me.
Now, let me ask you, because I don't know. I'm not in these rooms. I'm not an agent, certainly. don't you think that the agent thought this through? Like, he had to have thought this through and said, okay, well, this is what's going to happen. They're mm-hmm. not going to trade us. Like, they're not, there's no way the Jets would do that. And they know they want, you know, us, we're talking about the agent and Reddick here, to play. We want to get paid. We're going to sit out. Now, be prepared, because it's not going to be easy losing 50 grand a day. It could get ugly, but this is our strategy. Like, there's no way the agent just said, oh, we're going to hold out a few days, lose some money, and they're going to, and think that everything's going to be okay. They're going to give us the contract that we want. He had to. If he didn't, he should be fired immediately. He had to think long term that this was a realistic possibility and plan for Reddick potentially missing a season.
Well, I mean, I've got news for, that's an outstanding point. I'll tell you exactly what I think happened here. I'm very happy you brought that up. Not every agent is good. So I and by no means am I demeaning his agent. I'm making that statement. Not every agent gets a winning deal for their clients.
Correct.
As we know, right?
Just facts.
Yeah. Okay. So I believe that Hassan Reddick's agent went through a gross miscalculation and said to himself and Reddick, hey, listen, we got these guys by the short ones. Their head coach is about to get fired if he doesn't win. Their general manager's hanging by a thread. They just let, you know, a kid who's a couple of years younger than you, who's really good, go to the team that you were just on. And they have no choice but to basically, I don't know, bend over and do whatever we want them to do.
Right.
And guess what? They're not. Right. That was a miscalculation and a bad read by Reddick's camp.
Okay.
What I believe happened.
Okay. Now, if that is the case, Reddick needs to then acknowledge.
He's got to step up and intervene.
Sooner or later, what are we doing here?
He will.
And then he's going to fire the agent and go play ball and hope that he can recoup the money that he's lost, because at the very least, you can't lose $2 million.
You know what he's going to do that? When, you know, I don't stick my beak in other people's family bad. I say this as a generalization, but when the wife starts to wonder, like, honey, why are we losing all this money? Like, eventually there's a bottom line. there's checkpoints that we all have to go through. Like, why are you spending this? Or do we really have money for the vacation? Or do we really need this extra car? Or do we need a $500 bag? Like, all those things that we all deal with, right? As human beings that don't have unlimited supplies of money. And while he's in a very good financial spot based on what he's made so far, he's not set forever if he didn't invest properly and if he leaves $50 million on the table for the next couple of years, which if he doesn't play, he will.
Let's take this a step further. Let's assume that that is the case. And again, we're assuming. I don't know. That's your best guess. I still believe that he's going to sit out long term, just because I feel like once you dig in, you better be prepared. And you have better been. Otherwise, it's a major mistake and miscalculation, as you said, by the agent. Let's say that that is the case, though, and then Reddick decides, okay, fire the agent. I'm coming back. I'm playing. Don't you think that there's going to be some ill will or him harboring resentment toward the Jets? And I don't know if that's going to impact his play, because he still ultimately wants to go out there and do well so he can get paid.
Yep. And I do think he's a good guy. I don't think it's going to be like C.J. Mosley, you know, Quentin Williams, those guys will, you know, D.J. Reed. I think the Jets have a very stable locker
room.
Tyron Smith, not worried about that.
No ramifications.
Plus, I think he's a dog on Sundays, and he wants to get paid, and the way he's getting paid is by going out and getting 15 sacks. For a team that could win the Super Bowl or get there.
Yeah, I mean, it seems logical from what the Jets are saying. Like, hey, we'll pay you. You just got to go out there and prove it. Go do it for a year. And that makes sense. It, you know, go out and play. Do what you do, and we'll pay you. But once you decide to sit out like that, it just doesn't make any sense. Other than sitting out and making, like, it can't just be, oh, let's sit out and fool them for a week or two. That doesn't make any sense.
Unless you misread the room and you think you have cards you don't have, which is what I think that they did.
Okay, well, we'll see.
I can't prove it. Yeah. But let's face it, everybody in the football community knows that there is a high level of vulnerability within the Jets building right now. Coaching stability, GM stability, owners getting restless, Rodgers is 40, you got to win. And when people who are motivated to make money, when that scent begins to hit their nostrils, they're like, I got you, but you don't.
And now Douglas may draw his line, and he drew his line in the sand. He's not trading him. And I believe that. I don't believe that Joe Douglas is going to acquiesce at this point. Now, he's made his line of the sand very clear. I'll live this season without him if I have to, and we're not trading him. So, tough, which is good for Joe Douglas. But, man, I just don't. The Jets created this problem to begin with, and it is a problem, because even if Joe Douglas wins in this regard, that means that Reddick is not playing, unless Reddick accepts that, you know, him and his agent took a big L and shows up.
That would be a big one.